Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Celebrating 18 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for being with us as we do that, as we show up a little bit, just a little bit more obnoxious than usual. I always admitted to being obnoxious, but this is we go over the top a little bit in our anniversary week, and I encourage you to do the same thing in your business when you reach those milestones. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill goes all the way back to 2000 with us, more than 15 years now. He's been hanging out with us. He's a chief economist for the NFIB. He's been conducting the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism Survey. Very sophisticated, very scientific, very highly internationally regarded work that he does every month for 42 years. Think about that record, folks. That makes me look like a piker. And he's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim, and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And congratulations to you, because last month was your anniversary month.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. So
we're going to talk about the anniversary survey, 42 years.
There you go. Yeah, that's exactly right. This is the October report. And, Bill, I'm so tired. Aren't you tired?
Me too.
I'm so tired of talking about you know, I feel like we're serving pablum here for 6 years now, right?
And I'm writing. It seems like
no flavor, no spice, no.
Right. I just change a couple numbers, and the text all is the same.
It's up a point, down a point, sideways
right.
A whole lot.
Right.
Our economy, since 2007, actually since 2006, our economy. So that's like almost a decade now. Our economy has literally been balancing. It's not too much hyperbole, is it, Bill, to say it's been balancing on a knife edge to go one way or the other?
Yeah, certainly during a large part of that time anyway. It was never clear, you know, that we weren't going to fall off a cliff again.
Well, but look at the first quarter of 14. Look at the first quarter of 15.
Right.
Well, we went negative. I mean, and
right.
have we had any years since 07, have we had any years that were very much at all above 2% growth GDP?
No. Early on in the expansion, you know, we had some okay growth numbers. And I'm not sure what it was for the whole year, but like the first couple of quarters in 09, we got some strong growth, and then, of course, it petered right out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you use the word expansion. I'm saving that word for when something really good happens. I'm only calling it a recovery only because you're the pro at this. So what did October look like in general?
October looked worse than September, which was worse than August. But not very much. So the index was exactly precisely mathematically unchanged from September and October, and of course, September was up only 0.2, and August was up only 0.5. So we're forgetting about exactly and precisely why we haven't seen a change in the optimism index for months now. It's just stuck there at 96. That's 2 points below the 42-year average, and that's where we've kind of been through this whole recovery.
I have a friend who says you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
Yeah.
I think we're ripe and rotten.
I don't know if we're ripe, but we're
certainly getting rotten. The thing is that any company, Bill, as you know, any company that flatlines, that's another way of saying deteriorating, isn't it? I mean, you can't just flatline. You can't just stay in one place over and over and over again.
Yeah. Well, you know, for some companies, of course, that's okay. I mean, you can only, you know, if you're a barbershop and you have three chairs.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
They're there for some service companies and so on. You know, what you just want to do is be fully utilized. You don't want empty chair time and all those
But that's not what our nation is doing right now. We're not fully utilized.
Yeah, for most of our firms, we're trying to grow and grow the business and, of course, grow employment. And we need to because we have 3 million more people here every year to take care of. And so the growth is kind of a necessity for us.
I still say the reason, a big reason why we have half the economy we should have is because corporate America has not shown up on Main Street.
Yeah, well, you know, they have billions of dollars of money sitting overseas that they haven't invested there. I mean, a lot of the profit they make overseas, they need to reinvest there. That is, you got car companies with plants over there making cars and making money, and they're happy they're making money.
They're capitalizing where they have capital assets, aren't they?
Right, but you know, but it's not happening back here. Yep. That's the problem.
That's right.
And they've got the money that they've earned over there that they could use to finance.
And we won't let them repatriate it. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.